No, I should put your anorak on because it's getting cooler. I wouldn't be out too long because, well, you tend to cough, don't you? And I'd really rather you got a bit better. Pardon? Are you going to put your anorak on? What are you going to? Oh, I see. I'm upstairs making her bed. There aren't any eggs, so I shouldn't get too excited about it. Yes, you've got to squeeze some lemons. I suppose you would like me to go and get the. And your handbag is in the middle of the lounge floor. Well. Mind my iron if you knock that off. And I want that handbag picked up. I don't know whether I'm not even sure. Gosh, come on down because you're both I'm tired. Yeah. All right, well, they like it, so I don't know whether I've got any. Yeah. Oh, right, I can't reach it. That's this.
Hello.
Well, you can leave that over there.
No, you need to go way out.
Yeah, well, I should do it over here. Just what I need at the moment. Just a minute. If you all ask for something at the same time. Well, then I think you've had enough. Yes, but you can only do two or three at once.
Can you
grab one
first? Okay,
I don't want it all. Listen. Listen, I don't want it all over the floor because I'm tired. No, it's not. It's, well, give it a swirl round. Give it a swirl round a bit. Actually, you've only got to leave it till it's melted. Is it melted?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll switch it off then.
Well, you didn't say it properly.
Well, I turned it down and then it blew out. There, right. Now be careful. Oh, well, I really didn't need this at the moment with Daddy coming in and everything. Well, can you put that tin of biscuits away?
Oh, I know.
But I don't want it all over the floor.
Can I have a little go now?
Well, I should let Claire do this. It's not very easy.
Oh, Claire promised me I could do some.
You're a quick go, but you won't be able to do it very easily.
Go on, then. You've got to press it hard. There you are, so that you can pour it. Come here, let me finish this. You're getting in no end of a mess.
It's not very easy.
What? No, Amy.
Come
on. No, well, I don't. Come on, you can get a cloth and clear up the mess that you've made.
You haven't got all of them.
So you've been shopping like
that? Been round to Jenny's. Come on, Claire, could you do that? And then you can go and get your stuff in from outside.
What have you been doing?
I've done that.
No, I haven't done that. Well, then you better go and get someone. You took it out. Well, it's Lucy's birthday, so I took their present round. We had a cup of coffee.
Thank you. it on the floor, Amy. When's your party tomorrow?
No, it was last week. It was last Thursday. I didn't know what you wanted, really. Claire wonders whether she could buy a tennis racket with her own money. Sort of a lightweight one. About the cheapest one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't really think she merited one quite as. I don't know whether it's worth looking in the Argos catalogue or something, Claire.
Yeah.
Any cheaper? Well, they seem to be a lot lighter these days. I feel like doing this at the moment. But when it comes down to it, you can't do it, can you? I've done the margarine. You can get me the thing. It's in here, it's melted. You've just watched it melt. Can you get me the flanting down there? Yes, thank you. No, that one will do. Yes, and it causes me more washing up, which I've only just finished.
Why do you have to turn it on the other side? Well, I can't have it on
the other side.
Pardon? Why haven't you got it on the other side?
Oh, well then I'd spoil that side, wouldn't I? With all the cuts. Right, you can mix that round if you like.
Yes.
Now don't spill it everywhere. Well, I don't think you can both stir it at the same time. Oh, come on, you can't both stir it. I'm going to get very cross. I'm too tired for this. Well, let Claire stir it for a bit and then let Amy have a turn. But don't slop it everywhere. Or else she wouldn't have a... So how's it going? No. Are you going to be into extra money? Yes.
The whole time.
The
moment.
No, he's not. He's too far away. Yes, we tip it into there and then flatten it out so it makes a... Come on, Nanda, don't I? Argue about it.
Don't like it flat.
Oh, so you've got a flat base, see? So you haven't got to go in tomorrow or anything? What, another week? So you're into 1 week's worth of... I mean, they're not finished either, are they? Well, you've got some developed. Oh, gosh. The lemon squeezer is in the dishwasher. No, I'll have to wait till it finishes, won't I? Well, it's not really much. Oh, sorry, what's the matter? Well, never mind, I've only got the lemons to squeeze, so that's not the end of the world. Amy, it's nearly your bedtime. I forgot about the lemon squeezer. I'm a bit tired now. Right, well that'll do. Yeah, well the lemon, I've got to whip the cream up.
Yeah.
lines in it. Well, it's making sort of lines in it when you whip it. Well, we've been, I mean, we were at Jenny's for a while and I went to the bank. And and we've been into Bromley all afternoon. Shopping. Well, stuff for Claire for the Isle of Wight, really. She needed a backpack and she needed some soap and a travelling toothbrush. Yes, that looks all right. Knock it off the... That's about all, really. Nothing very exciting. I mean, we're probably at Jenny's an hour. There's a sort of shop in the mall that sort of sells... Oh, it does key cutting and healing and stuff. We got one from there in the end. We had a look in Salisbury and she didn't like any of them there. That's so expensive. You can wash the beaters. And you can put the cream next to the other bowl and I'll mix them all together when I've got the lemon juice in. Oh, Claire, you have. Go and put the cream down. You don't wander around with that. Put it down here. No, come on. Well, would you like to wash and dry her hair? Come on, I'm tired. Right, well, would you like to go up and run Amy a bath then, please? Because I haven't got this finished and... Oh, my dress, I need to shorten it. What are they doing upstairs? bath. That doesn't mean to say you go across the landing 6 times. Just run her a bath and Amy, will you get in it and then come down, Claire? I'm tired and I don't want to cope with you, otherwise you both go to bed this minute.
What did you say?
I said you run her a bath and then... Well, why are you clumbering across the landing 6 or 7 times? Why all the screams? I'm tired.
Screaming.
Well, just run her a bath and then come down. If you don't, you go to bed. Well, I'm just doing my, let me just finish my ironing, trying to clear the kitchen up and... Well then, Claire had better go to bed. Right, here you are.
What? It goes up to half term at last. What's half term?
Well, you're on half term now, aren't you?
Oh, well, it can't just have lots of terms, half terms, because the next one's half term. And
what?
Then there's a lot more.
What are you talking about? You have a term, and then in the middle of the term, you have a half term, don't you?
So you have a nice playtime. That's
well.
Going home.
Well, I don't know whether you go home from boarding school. You probably just have a day off. I don't know. I haven't been to boarding school. Right, where did we get? Sharp words. The spider affair, as it was called, went all over the school before the day was out. It caused a great deal of laughter. When Mademoiselle Rougier heard of it, she sneered. To think that a French woman should be so foolish, she said. Now, I do not mind spiders or earwigs or moths or even snakes. Mademoiselle Dupont should be ashamed to make such an exhibition of herself. The first form talked about it more than anyone else, of course. They squealed with laughter when they thought of poor Mary Lou, Mademoiselle and Gwendolyn, all falling victims to the same spider. Jolly clever spider, said Irene. It knew the only 3 people in the form that would be scared of it. I take my hat off to that spider. Can't think why it chose my desk, said Mary Lou. No, that was a shame, said Gwendolyn. Poor Mary Lou, it must have been an awful shock for you when you saw it. I wonder who put it there. It was a silence. For the first time it occurred to the first form that the spider might have been put there on purpose. They looked at one another. It was a dirty trick to put it into poor Mary Lou's desk, said Jean. She can't help being scared of things, I suppose. She almost jumped out of her skin when she saw it. I should have thought any joker in our form would have been decent enough to have popped it into, say, Alicia's desk. Not if it happened to be Alicia who popped it in, said a sly voice. You do so love playing tricks, don't you, Alicia? You and Daryl were in the first form room before afternoon school. I'm sure we all remember you saying you'd like to put a spider down Mary Lou's neck. It was Gwendolyn speaking. Alicia glanced at her. Well, I didn't do it, she said, nor did Daryl. Sorry to disappoint you, darling Gwendolyn Mary, but we just didn't. If it was anyone, I should think it was you. Mary Lou is my friend, said Gwendolyn. I wouldn't do that to her. Well, if you'd almost drowned her 1 week, I should think you could quite well bring yourself to put a spider in her desk the next week, said Daryl. It's pretty funny that you and Alicia were the only ones in the classroom before afternoon school, persisted Gwendolyn, angry that no one seemed to have agreed with her suggestion. Shut up, said Catherine shortly. We know it wasn't Daryl or Alicia because they say so. The spider must have got in there by accident and that's that. Well, I think, began Gwendolyn, but the class took up the chant at once. Be quiet, Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn, shut up. Shut up, Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn, shut up. There was nothing to do but to shut up. Gwendolyn was sulky and exasperated. It had been such a good idea, and all that had resulted from it was a double punishment for her and a complete failure to make anyone believe that Alicia or Daryl had played the trick. True, the first formers had had to go to bed an hour earlier, but they'd all voted it was worth it. Gwendolyn felt vicious about the whole affair. She determined not to be put off by her first failure.
She had 2 hours early.
She did. She determined not to be put off by her first failure, but to go on doing things to Mary Lou so that in the end the class would have to put the tricks down to Alicia and Daryl. She thought she would also hint to Miss Potts that she thought Alicia and Daryl were at the bottom of things. But she didn't get very far with this. She had to go and see Miss Potts about some returned homework and stood very meekly beside her in the little room that Miss Potts shared with Mademoiselle Dupont at North Tower. Miss Potts, I was awfully sorry about that spider affair the other day, she began. Of course, Alicia and Daryl were in the classroom beforehand. I'm sure they know something about it. I heard Alicia say. Miss Potts looked up. Are you trying to sneak, she said, or in more polite language to tell tales? Because if so, don't try it on me. At the boarding school I went to, Gwendolyn, we had a very good punishment for sneaks. All the girls in the sneaks dormy gave her one good spank with the back of a hairbrush. You may have a lot of interesting things to tell me, but it's no use expecting me to listen. I wonder if the girls here have the same punishment for sneaks. I must ask them. Gwendolyn went flaming red. A sneak. Fancy Miss Potts daring to call her that. Gwendolyn Mary Lacey, a sneak. All because she just wanted to drop a kindly hint. Gwendolyn didn't know what to say. She felt as if she'd like to burst into tears, but Miss Potts always got very impatient with girls who did that. She went out of the room, longing to slam the door, as she often did at home, but she didn't dare to here. She felt very sorry for herself. If her mother knew what an awful school she'd come to, she would take her away at once. Miss Winter, too, would be horrified. But Gwendolyn wasn't quite so sure about her father. He could say things at times very like Miss Potts said. The week went by. It was a very pleasant week, hot with cool breeze that made games and swimming even more pleasant than usual. Alicia and Betty were practising hard for the school sports. Both were excellent swimmers and divers.
That's not my noise, is it?
No. We'll try not to keep banging it.
It goes on here and it squashes.
Oh, dear. Daryl tried to imitate all they did. She was good too, but not quite so good as they were. But she was quite fearless and dived off the highest diving boards and went down a chute in all kinds of peculiar positions. The only unhappy person that week was Mary Lou. She got into a lot of trouble over many little things. For instance, her clothes in the changing room had been thrown down in a pool of water and were soaking wet. She had to take them to Matron to be dried. Matron was cross. Mary Lou, can't you hang your things up properly in that changing room? You know there are always puddles of water on the floor from the girls coming in and out of the pool. I did hang them up, Matron, said Mary Lou mildly. I know I did. Then Mary Lou's tennis racket suddenly showed 3 broken strings. They were not frayed, but looked as if they'd been cut. Mary Lou was upset. My new racket, she said. Look, Gwendolyn, who would think a new racket could go like that? It couldn't, said Gwendolyn, pretending to examine it very closely. Those strings have been cut, Mary Lou. Someone's been playing a trick on you. What a shame. Mary Lou was miserable. She couldn't believe she had any enemies. But when she found buttons cut off her Sunday dress, she knew someone was being unkind and mean. Gwendolyn comforted her. Never mind, I'll sew them on for you. I hate sewing, but I'll do it for you, Mary Lou. So, making a great show of it, Gwendolyn sewed on the 6 blue buttons one night. The first former stared at her in surprise. They knew she never mended anything if she could help it. "How did those buttons come off?" asked Jean. "That's what I'd like to know," said Gwendolyn smugly. "6 buttons, all ripped off. I'm putting them on for Mary Lou because I'm so sorry anyone should play it such a dirty trick. And I'd like to know who cut the strings of her tennis racket too." The first formers looked at one another. It certainly was queer the way things had been happening to poor Mary Lou lately. Even her prayer book had disappeared and some of her pencils had gone. True, they'd been found in Alicia's desk, but everyone had thought that was just an accident. Now they began to wonder if someone had put them there. Not Alicia. Alicia wouldn't do a thing like that, but somebody. It was getting near half term. Many of the girls were excited because some of them were expecting visits from their parents. Any parent who lived not too far away would be sure to come. Daryl was thrilled because her father and mother were coming. They lived a long way away, but had decided to take a week's holiday in Cornwall and come and see Daryl in the middle of it. The girls began to talk about their families. "I wish my 3 brothers could come," said Alicia. "We'd have some sport then." "I wish my little sister could come," said Jean. "I'd love to show her Mallory Towers." "Is your mother coming, Sally?" asked Mary Lou. "No," said Sally. "She lives too far away." Daryl remembered something her mother had told her in a letter a week or two before. She'd said that she'd met Sally Hope's mother and had liked her. She said, too, that she'd seen Mrs. Hope's baby. Sally. Sally's sister, a little girl of 3 months. Daryl had meant to tell Sally what her mother had said and had forgotten. Now she remembered. "Oh, Sally, I expect your mother won't come because of the baby," she said. Sally went stiff. She stared at Daryl as if she couldn't believe her ears. Her face went quite white. When she spoke, she sounded as if she were choking. "You don't know what you're talking about," she said. "What baby? We haven't a baby. My mother won't be coming because it's so far, I tell you." Daryl was puzzled. "But, Sally, don't be silly. My mother said in a letter she'd seen your baby sister. She's 3 months old," she said. "I haven't got a baby sister," said Sally in a low, queer voice. "I'm the only one. Mother and I have been everything to each other. Because Daddy has to go away such a lot. I haven't got a baby sister." The girls looked at Sally curiously. Whatever could be the matter with her? She sounded so queer. "All right," said Daryl uneasily. "You ought to know, I suppose. Anyway, I expect you'd like a sister. It's nice having one." "I should hate a sister," said Sally. "I wouldn't share my mother with anyone." She walked out of the room, her face as wooden as ever. The girls were really puzzled. "She's a funny one," said Irene. "Hardly ever says anything. All closed up somehow, but sometimes those closed up people burst open suddenly and then look out." "Well, I should certainly write and tell Mother she's mistaken," said Daryl, and she did so. Then and there, she told Sally the next time she saw her. "I'm sorry I made that mistake about you having a sister," she said to Sally. "I've written to tell Mother you said you hadn't one. She must have been mistaken what your mother said." Sally stood still and glared at Daryl as if she suddenly hated her. "What do you want to go interfering for?" she burst out. "Leave me and my family alone. Little busybody always sticking your nose into other people's affairs." Daryl's temper flared up. "I don't," she said. "You guard your tongue, Sally. I never meant to interfere and I can't think what all the fuss is about. Either you have a sister or you haven't. I don't care." "You tell your mother not to interfere either," said Sally, writing letters about my family. "Oh, don't be so silly," flared back Daryl, really exasperated now. "Anyone would think there was a deep, dark mystery the way you go on. Anyway, I'll just see what my mother says when she next writes to me and I'll tell you." "I don't want to know. I won't know," said Sally, and she put out her hands as if she was fending Daryl off. "I hate you, Daryl Rivers, you with your mother who comes to see you often, sends you things and writes you long letters and comes to see you. You boast about that to me. You do it all on purpose. You're mean, mean, mean." Daryl was utterly taken aback. What in the wide world did Sally mean? She watched the girl go out of the room and sank down on a form, completely bewildered. Right, half term at last.
Half term at last.
Right, teeth cleaned at last, I think. Come on. And bed. Right, go on, go to the toilet. No, you can't read that. Go on, you go to the toilet and I'll come and clean your teeth.
Two ends, hasn't it? We could just pretend it was a badge. Bzz. 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 Bzz.
noises you can make.
Mm. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Hello, hello.
Oh, come on, because I'm very tired. I've got this cheesecake to finish off. Wash your hands.
I've got this cake in collage for me, no.
Collage, avez-vous?
How old are you?
How old are you?
Khaki.
No, Kells, I think. It just sounded... You'll have to listen to that French tape of
yours. Khaki collage.
Well, that's probably just what it sounded like when you hadn't any idea what she was talking about. But I think that's...
She said khaki collage.
Well, I think that's what she was saying. How old are you? You should have said, je suis set. Oh, you didn't know. Well, she didn't know you weren't French, did she?
No. I said, I was English. And she didn't know.
I think then she probably gave up.
Yeah.
Because she didn't know English and you didn't know French.
No.
Come on, let's do
this. Yes.
Come on, open a bit wider and so I can do those. That's better. You want those back ones to go bad. You don't want those back ones to go bad.
I have to brush them well.
Good.
Fine. I don't usually do these as well. Because I can't get out there.
Oh, well, you have to try.
Sure.
Those are the ones that will go bad.
I do do them. But I do the back bag twice because I do them with water as well.
Right.
I wash my teeth twice then. I have two toothpaste.
She's been playing in her doll's house.
Mm. I've tidied it up.
Well, I think her feet, you know, kicking the carpet behind her.
I see. These things happen, don't they?
And some brothers be bit.
Worst things happen at sea.
Very long bit. Yes.
Have you been playing with your dolls?
Yes. Well, I have played. I wasn't played with it. I've tidied it up. You didn't do what I wanted first.
All right.
Right.
I think they're bits from the Cindy house.
They're the bits I don't need.
Don't you want a dustbin?
I think it's supposed to be a casserole.
Yeah, I can't have that casserole.
No,
I haven't got room for it.
It's a bit big, isn't it?
Yes. And the things to go in the oven.
We haven't got an oven at the moment.
Pardon?
We haven't managed to get an oven at the moment, have we?
I'll make you an oven.
Oh, right. Yeah. Night, then.
When did they say give us an oven?
Well, it hadn't come in. Right. Last time I wrote it, they hadn't got it. No, I've seen this one.
Okay. Mm. Oi! What are you doing?
Well, nobody can see if you sit right in front of it, can they? Can you tell me why your songbook has to be on the floor and the music on the floor behind it? Yeah.